Back machine, when my voice was capable of going higher. Well, you know, I know what the title says, but you know, we have to delve into whatever it is that we're supposed to delve into here. And you know, and I want to start with this thing. The world has a saying. You know, just like the badass people that say they're badass and, you know, devil horns and, you know, the whole nine yards, the tats, the piercings, the covering the whole face, the eyeballs, the whatever, the whole bit, thinking that's cool and, you know, thinking that's, that they're being culturally relevant. And that those acts of, you know, sometimes talent, sometimes insecurity, but those acts that somehow they, you know, make the person or the struggle to be culturally relevant, the struggle to be liked by the world. So they have a saying, death till dead, or dead till death. And I saw it on a comic book the other day, just a, it was like a heavy metal type comic, but some kind of comic book thing. And I just, may I please weigh in? Because you get to have those kind of statements without any debate whatsoever. You know what I mean? Which I just think is unfortunate for you. So let's just take that simple, you know, very shallow statement of ignorance and try to convince you that there's more to this than that. Being measuring my words here because of the gravity of the situation. Because if you blow this one, there's been plenty of very smart people who've gone headlong into death thinking they're being virtuous. And they blow it. Right? Because it's all based on hating life and hating God. Hating biology, you know, hating carbon. How many professors are going headlong into basically, well, there's all kinds of arguments for and against hell, but let's just, for the sake of me, stipulate today that hell is being cut off from God. By being non-existent, okay, being, you know, the tree never, you know, never broke red, it never germinated, the plant never flowered, the bird never flew out of the nest, you know, and stipulate that for me as the as what hell is, okay, just for sake of argument, okay. It never happened. You were kept from realizing your true potential. Somehow you missed the cues. It almost sounds like this sort of the other side in their you know, their sex rituals, you know, like My Guitar Gently Weeps and all that, which is filled with sexual imagery, but it's about initiation. Into the, you know, into the death cult, into the magical mystery tour, into the idiocy of the Beatles. So, oh, maybe good songwriters and everything, but a lot of that was dedicated to the commander-in-chief of this world. Who was created by whom? Who was a created being? Nobody argues that. Who was Satan, Lucifer, a fallen angel, you know, the rebel, rebelling against God. And in really in the book of Job, it talks about having his throne high above the Most High, like it's about a throne contest. It certainly is not about a throne contest, because while Satan is fully in control, right, and in vogue and cool cat and all that, God's working his plan 1,000% without a hitch and needed to create, bear with me now, this is one reason they don't let me in church. They don't want to go all the way to where this takes us. So why did he create Satan? To fulfill his plan. Do you don't think that God knew Satan, you know, that, okay, let's take it as the Luciferic rebellion. You don't think God knew there'd be a Luciferic rebellion and a third of the angels would go, however many it is, would line up, they would divide and have a good versus evil thing going on, trying to destroy the thing that they hate the most, which is that when man was created, God referred to himself. He didn't do that with any angels. And then they even tried hybridization. They tried everything to be like the Most High, but they could not do it. Because it's God's plan that they try. It's God's knowing that they would rebel, and he knows who will rebel, and they know to what extent. I was thinking about Jim Morrison yesterday, and I was telling Trish that the funny thing about Jim Morrison is in L.A. and, you know, in Hollywood, Jim Morrison was the most hated guy of everyone hated him. Like, if he came to a party, the party would be wrecked. He'd, you know, he would be violent. He'd say really mean things to people. He's so blitzed out of his mind, he didn't know where he was. You know, oafish behavior everywhere, just like an out-of-control animal, you know, and conjuring the demon possession. And being proud about at least knowing in his music and in his lyrics, at least he knew that he wanted to cancel his subscription to the resurrection. And he said it. He didn't beat around the bush. He didn't, you know, play footsie like the Beatles did. He didn't, you know, act like, oh, this is that and that's this. He didn't act like, you know, when the heat is on, it's like, oh, that's just sex. And then when it's not on, it's like, well, it's a little deeper than that. You know what I mean? He didn't play any of those games. Double talk, double speak, forked tongue, which anyone that's in Satan, and if you worship Satan, you have a forked tongue too. You're a dishonest liar. And because you can't see that, that's your undoing. That's why you'll never blossom. You'll never be, well, you can be a legend here on earth and the world can love you and you can have your, you know, a little placard up at the, you know, Planet Hollywood or whatever. I mean, whatever floats your boat, baby. But you'll never realize existence. I just wanted to make that clear. And that, I'm not talking about people that are, you know, famous by just because they did something that people liked and then they got famous. That's fine. That's all's fair in all that stuff. I'm not talking about that at all. I'm talking about people who believe that Satan is the way to their fame and fortune and likability and Instagram, 1.2 million followers and all of that. Yeah, your ticket to ride, honey, is Satan. And as long as you're true blue there and obey the ones above you in the hierarchy, which basically everyone that joins the club realizes that if you step out of line in the hierarchy, you are thrown out, perhaps even sacrificed. And the ones who do the most dastardly deeds, they move up the high. You're going to move up, Tony. You're going to move up, Tony. You're going to move up real fast. I'm so hungry I could eat a horse. Well, then we'll cook you a horse. Anyone remember Scarface? One of the best movies of all time. And what's nice about criminality is it's just basically quid pro quo. You do a bad thing, corner the market on cocaine in Miami, you're going to move up fast. You're going to tell the bankers who to blow. You know what I mean? You're going to have power, and you're going to be able to, you know, eventually run for office or run some of your candidates for. You're going to be a big man, a big strong man. You know, like Biden. Biden's a kind of a mafia boss, right? Definitely a godfather figure. Guy that did it the entire life, the world's way. And all the minions around him are highly educated dupes. Completely. 100% useless. Lost. Destructive. And, you know, used by God to try to wake people up before it's too late. Before they lose the chance to exist. Talking about existence here. Talking about existence here. Talking about existence here. I'm talking about existence here. Hello, I am. I exist. Then you acknowledge. You know, the human body is about 70% water. And do you realize that the cells of the whole human body, that there's a more space between the cells than there is connecting the cells, if you will. I mean, than there is the size of the body, if you get my meaning there. In other words, the space in between is huge. And you think, well, what does that mean? Well, God occupies the space in between everything. Just think about that for a minute. All wrapped around all the cells and all the stuff. I'm not saying he doesn't occupy the cells too, but I'm just saying he occupies all that space where there are no cells. All that space where there is no space. All that space where there's, you know, like huge vast distances between planets and things. That space is occupied. When they say Satan is the god of the air, what do they mean? They mean on planet Earth. They don't mean in existence. Let's get that straight. There are many people that believe that that means Satan's the god of the air, all air, everywhere, in all circumstances and situations. And that, of course, is wrong. God occupies the space. So in order to see what reality is, you would have to acknowledge that within you, the biggest occupier of you, the biggest possessor, the biggest existence, existence going on within you is God, is Creator. And so, when you have these cultural idiocies like dead till death and, you know, making fun of all that, the grateful dead, this, that, then, everyone, and then when you say it's a death cult, they go, look, a right-wing extremist, right? And they don't know anything about it. But, of course, they worship death. You know, they keep saying abortion is murdering children. Abortion is the only way the United States could keep its GDP going. Abortion and war. Those two things. Without that, there is no America. So, you know, put that in your pipe and smoke it, you people that just don't seem to see a flaw in America. And the remedy, of course, is for people to acknowledge what exists. Is that tree in your yard exist? Yes, but you don't. Why? Because the way you were made does not afford any room for ignorance of not understanding what you are, who you are, who made you, what the circumstances of your existence are to begin with. That luxury is not afforded to you. When people finally figure out who they are and what they're not, and then they see the power and the glory of the kingdom of God, of the God, you know, infusion of all things, and the plan going forth, it's absurd to fight anything. absurd. It's like fighting the sunrise. It's absurd. And people who do it will lead their nations into despair, poverty. Like I said, wherever the joke about witchcraft is, and it's very effective. You know, it's very, very, it's spiritual warfare. I mean, if you, hopefully God will protect you. Hopefully you pray enough to keep from getting, killed. Oh, yeah, it's deadly. Sure. Assassins are up. Witchcraft is up as the number one religion. The only problem with it is it brings poverty and degradation to everywhere it's tried, save for the few who seem to be at the top of the game. But once they've slipped, then that's the end of it for them. But it's it brings poverty to the whole world. Because when you take your eye off reality, you and you're led by your own inner thoughts, you will go to failure and poverty. Poverty is your number one goal of worlders is poverty. The number one goal of all rock stars, all celebrity, everyone who makes it is they want secretly, they don't want to put up with the pain of it, but secretly they'd like to undo it all. They would like poverty. And so their existence screams, we need poverty. We need degradation. So we, the celebrity, the gods, the new gods in lieu of fallen angels, so we will make everyone look at the government for solutions. So they'll be happy remaining poor. They'll be happy remaining poor. We must teach them to enjoy poverty and that the wealth that we have will never be theirs. So they might as well not look at the private airplane or the yacht or the clothing or the fashion ramp. I'm taking a little pause. Never having existed. There's one guy that's really loves doing perverted things in front of the public and having the public act like it's some sort of curated museum show, and that is Sam Smith. Now, I know that it's kind of like watching Sam Smith is like going into a gay brothel or a gay bar and watching the show, whatever the show is, right? It's all these shows have to do with, obviously sex and especially satanic ritual and satanic ritual abuse of those who are not in agreement. So everyone ignores it at the Grammys, a couple of years ago when he had, pee-pee urine flying across the stage from a collective urinal. Now, that's a ritual of the collective using of pee to make people bond. And then shooting it across the stage in three different streams that I saw. And then, each person getting a big mouthful of it. Then I've seen, would-be female wannabe rock stars. A fan will come up on the stage and lie down on the stage. She'll pull her pants down and pee in his mouth. Then go back to singing. And the crowd goes, oh, yeah, wow. Hoo, 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 boy, yeah. That'll get him. Yeah, that's gone. That we finally made our mark with that pee-pee thing. And then you realize the pee-pee thing has been a thing for, well, as long as eating poop has. And so the poop rituals and the pee rituals are well-known and well-documented throughout history. Especially, interestingly enough, in the temples of the Middle East and in and around the area of Jesus, at the time of the Roman Empire in Greece, in Ephesus, and places like that. It was a well-known thing to, you know, have the temple prostitutes, hundreds of them, thousands of them. And, you know, they get pregnant, right, from the sex rituals in the temple. But then the ultimate finish of the ritual is the deliverance of the baby to Molech for disposal. They would line up outside the temple of Molech, and one after another, they'd hand their babies over happily, and then they'd be all giddy and feel like they really did a great job. Almost very similar, if not identical, to the same demeanor they have today. They love that ritual, as long as some right-wing scumbag Christian doesn't call them on it. They'll deny it. You know, this is a right of the mother to choose. The right of the mother to not be inconvenienced by a rape, by a tragedy in the hospital. How dare you talk about the integrity of these people getting their abortions? And so it's like, well, the wool's pulled over their eyes. I guess if nobody questions what it is, that it is it's a very simple thing. It's the conclusion, because these guys having sex with the temple prostitutes, those aren't their wives. Right? Nobody wants the fucking kids. Nobody wants these stupid babies. Right? They're just a product of the temple rituals. And today, our temple is America. And if you don't believe that, go to YouTube and watch the McCain funeral. Watch the Bush funerals. Watch any movement of state in the rotunda of the White House and in Congress, and you will see slowly, and compare it to videos about Babylon and funerary services and things like that, and suddenly a light will go off. Bing! My God, they're doing the same thing. Yeah. They have a long memory, folks. The people that run this, their memory goes back thousands of years. They're not just, you know, here lately. They know their rituals. And they know their temples in Ephesus. And they know what spiritualism is. And they know what the occult is. And they know what Satanism is. And they know what witchcraft is. And they know what, and all this stuff gets blended into ritual that, and people think, well, here's another laughing stock. He doesn't get it. You know, when Paul McCartney was trying to make an example out of a lamb by pointing out the fool on the hill. Look at him. The world goes round and round. He just sits there staring at it like a retard. You know, sure. That's right, Paul. And, you know, I mean, I guess if you feel you need fame and fortune, you need more, you'll write more fools on the hill. You know, and then they'll say, oh, come on, cool it, man. I just need to get my rocks off. What's the big deal? And then you'll say, but that's not what this is. And then it's like, oh, here we go again. I mean, it may include all kinds of acts, which I could care less what they are. Who cares what they are? The big act I know, and this is kind of a dark subject, but it's not, you know, a circle jerk. A big act I know of is, it's called murder. You've got a someone that needs to be murdered, and if you can figure out how to do that and get away with it, you're going to move up, and move up fast, Tony. You're going to move up fast. I could eat a horse. I'm so hungry. Well, we cook you a horse. Yep. In a criminal organization, You know, and Biden knows this very well, having come up through, you know, his own, Irish mafia and, you know, dealing with the Italian mafia and Whitey Bulger and, you know, the FBI and, you know, the whole bit, right? Everything. You know, I mean, he should have had all those houses, 30 years before he finally got them. But anyway, you know, the thing is that, there's many layers to this. And I understand not understanding the fine points and the, you know, all the ins and outs. And, you know, we're going to talk about Taylor Swift in a minute here. Because that's great. I mean, that you're not going to get a better example. All right, Benzie. Benz was, I have to get around in a wheelchair. And, but I'm walking too, you know what I mean? But as I'm trying to strengthen my legs, I'm not there yet. And by the way, you guys came up with a, suggested to Trish the knee, copper knee brace. Just taking a side here, I got a couple of copper fit knee braces, and that seemed to make all the difference in my wobbliness when I was walking with the walker. I've got a walker. It's a nice one. It's called a Rollator, and it's pretty fast. It's kind of dangerous. It's really for people that need assistance walking. It's not for people like me that would fall. But I've got that. I've got a regular walker. That's the kind you see in the hospital. And I've got a wheelchair. And I got to, you know, force myself to get out of that wheelchair, you know, to keep working on the legs. Because if I don't work on the legs will never come back. If I just stay in the wheelchair or stay in bed or whatever, you know. One day I'll go through. I've kind of mapped out my entire progression of what ended up happening to me and my participation in it. And I definitely injured myself in the beginning of this whole thing. And eventually I had to be fighting off a big monster. And, you know, that affects, you know, kidneys, you know, bladder, prostate, kidneys, you know, the urinary tract, lungs, especially heart. And so I was diagnosed with everything in the book. It was, you know, amazing because the doctors didn't know where to start. So it's back on me, and I believe that God heals, you know. And the last week I was feeling really fatigued and unable to do this pod and just really like, you know, I'd get up and I'd have coffee for an hour, and I had to go back to bed. And, you know, I just things were not firing. Today, I don't know, I was ready to go, and I want to fight. I'm here, so you're getting my best today. This is like a kind of a rebound day for me. And you know, I could do better, too. I mean, I admit that, you know, there's a number of ways I could be helping myself more, and you'd think I'd be doing that, but... Yeah, I'm fighting the flesh. You ever heard that term, fighting the flesh? But I think about it. I think about, like, you know, people saying, well, you've had a lot of warfare thrown at you because you have this position. And so therefore, you know, I'm not surprised you wound up in the hospital. And or that your daughter was... you know, jumped off a bridge and committed suicide. Not surprised at all, Z. I just don't want to throw my whole family away, and that's why I'm not, you know, I don't care what you say and how perfectly clear it is. And you're right. But I'm afraid. I'm afraid. And so let me just get into this. I think the Lord brought me near to death so we could see there's nothing to be afraid of. Number one. Because when I was in there at that in that stage, you know, I already had Trish breaking out into tears and I was gone almost. You know, that we, you know, I've witnessed that, and I don't want to see that again, ever. She was almost warning me because I was so far gone. Like, it was almost like, you know, how could you ever get this guy back? You know, and but the whole thing about it is, in that experience, I can tell you, as we drift off to death, because I was drifting, right? Was I drifting quite a bit? You're not afraid of anything. There's nothing, unless someone, you know, stabs you with a knife. But I mean, there's no fear. I mean, you know, you're not completely comfortable, you know, where, you know, you're just like totally, or rather cognizant of what's happening to you. But you're not really, once you're removed that far from reality, there is no death, really. You just sort of drift out of this reality. And again, there of all the little tortures they threw at me, there was nothing really there that I would say, oh, I'm really afraid, I better take my heart away from Jesus and give it to Satan, because, you know, it's just way too scary. I don't want to lose my kids. I don't want my kid to jump off a bridge. I don't want, you know, 3 divorces or 2 divorces. I don't want, you know, to have opportunities, but then, you know, betrayal sets in and they all get screwed up. I don't want to, you know, make a lot of bad decisions. It's like, I don't know who you're talking about. You're not talking about me. I haven't made any bad decisions, and nothing has happened to me. Except, I'd say, education and, you know, learning more about this reality, learning more about reality itself, what it is, and trying to understand why there is so much effort into steering people the wrong way. What is that effort about? Turns out it's not a human effort. But they go, afraid, I don't want the same thing to happen to me that happened to you. And, or that happened to Paul. I don't want to go through what happened to Jesus. A crawl of thorns and then being beat to death pretty much, stabbed and then just stuck on a tree. I don't want that either. I don't want to be thrown to the lions. I don't want to be, you know, grabbed by the Chinese government used for medical torture and organ removal. I mean, I don't want any of that, so where do I sign up? I'm just a simple guy. I'm afraid of things that hurt. So I just want to, you know, have a nice life and, you know, drink Bud Light and not, you know, watch the game and, you know, have my ATV, Redneck Riches, you know, and I understand. See, that explanation to me, I respect. I'm afraid, Z. I mean, I can do it here on the radio listening, but I can't really, you know, get out there and really, you know, tell them to go fuck themselves. I just don't think I can do that. You know, and, you know, we experienced, I mean, I probably experienced more wrath from the, you know, from the gang stalking era, which was probably heaviest during the 90s. I mean, if you want to, whoever's keeping track, I don't know. You know, because no one admits it exists even now. But probably heaviest during the 90s. You know, and, you know, now the government is targeting and stalkers, not just politically incorrect, but targeting, say, MAGA, Trump Republicans, or white male Christians, or, You know what I mean? They're broad groups now. It's really gone very, very mainstream. So they hunt you down. They're getting to the point of driving up and down the street, pulling people out of houses. But what I'm saying is it when they were rolling it out, they would just go after certain people that were politically incorrect, usually. And you had a lot of black people targeted. I mean, a lot. An unequal amount. And it was, and I understand where the root of this is, and Latinos as well. I understand the root of this. This goes back to, like, you know, the military industrial complex and Ronald Reagan, California, you know, 1970s, or when was Reagan? And he got in 1980. So the 80s. People look back with nostalgia at the 80s. But Reagan was tearing it up. He and Dr. Louis Jolion West were cooking up plans for microchipping all the Latinos and blacks to stop them from rioting. And I'm just, I know it just sounds crazy what I'm saying, but it's in the historical record. And also using LSD in experiments on people in CIA underground bases in and around Southern California, which you had one up in the Nike missile base. And that's actually where Louis Jolion West wanted to use the Nike missile base, which is just up above Malibu. If you know, it's kind of like up above Decker Canyon and up at the very top of the Santa Monica Mountains. And it was abandoned back in the day where we snuck in there. And we used to, you know, I don't even know what brought us to this, but doing drugs like doing, you know, LSD and hanging around the Nike missile base, pretty crazy. But there's an entrance there that goes into an underground situation. And so he thought that'd be a great place to run operations from because it's remote. People don't go there. You can lock it off so that no one could get in there. Eventually, they did lock it off again, but they never really realized it. But this program that West was working on, Dr. West, how funny things are poetically, you know, Dr. West, where the whole purpose of it was eventually to roll it out to the whole world, to subdue blacks and Latinos around the entire world. In other words, the influx of brown people that you see, or not really so much black people, but brown people, was the thing that would be the opposite and get rid of the white people. That was not thought of then. The idea was the military-industrial complex, it was more like Dr. Strangelove in those days. So predominantly white, if you want to break it down with, you know, skin color, but I don't think it was really going. Well, it was racial. So you've got this, you know, and both, by the way, at that time, the left and the right were both involved in this idea of by subduing the heathens, by chipping them, making them slaves, making them zombies, you could basically have a peaceful world. I mean, that's the grandiose plan. And at one point, West had 500 psychiatrists under his purview in Los Angeles. And he himself was head of the Neuropsychiatric Center at UCLA, otherwise lovingly called NPI. And when I spent time in a hospital there, we had a volleyball tournament. It was the sort of intramural tournament between mental hospitals. And we had one at NPI. And I got to see the inside of it, which was really weird. And anyway, yeah, I know other people that were thrown in NPI and then they were transferred to Camarillo to State Hospital. And the State Hospital is a lot rougher. It's more like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. and the whole circuit of hospitals. And remember, we used to have a guy on there named Wayne Marin, and he told us about the atrocities at the Napa Psychiatric State Hospital, which Reagan, you will recall, he shut down all the state-run hospitals and put all the mental patients on the streets, and they became the new homeless. Then, by the time we got around to the 1984 Olympics and then beyond that, I mean, I'm just trying to keep the history here, folks. By the time we got around to the 1984 Olympics, you know, they were rounding these people. They were rounding them up and doing experiments on them. Right? They couldn't get their hands on them in the mental hospital, but when they were out on the street, you just round them up and take them off to Cabazon, which is on the way to Palm Springs. And there that you could open their brains up and give them LSD and implants and anything you want to do. So you can understand how to, you know, like one day you've got Skid Row looking really bad, like it looks today. Really painful. Really an atrocity that we are committing, that our corruption has created, that really, you know, evil has created. And when I say evil, I have to put into that category witchcraft and all those other crafts and all those other corruptions. Anyway, the bottom line is, back then in 1984, suddenly the people there were just gone. It was just a nice, clean street for a while. And people remembered it. I even came up with a story idea for a film back then that there was a... Well, I'm not going to tell you my idea. I have a feeling they're going to round them up again. How about you? Now, I believe that they rounded them up in New Mexico. This is for my New Mexican friends. Check this out. Go back and look up Grisham during COVID. And, you know, shelters for the homeless or whatever. They had buses and they had, apparently they moved some people. It was like a prototype of what might have been rolled out later. And then they didn't roll it out. But they were, you know, to get people and drive them to, I guess, these military bases and other places where they had all the facilities set up for, you guessed it, experimentation. For they weren't just going to give them room and board. And I believe I saw that. I looked several times. I'll have to go back and look again. But I do believe that that's one of the options in the work for these various governors around the country, is that they, like, I'd say the worst I've seen homeless-wise right now would be San Diego. Like, San Diego City is completely overrun. Skid Row is overrun. Mid-Wilshire District's got homeless. It's all creepy. It's all just metastasizing. And it's all because of the politicians, to the California politicians, Biden, them. It's because of them. It's because they follow Satan. And I don't care if they go to church 50 times a day. Dirty is dirty, you know? And people die all the time. And atrocities are never adjudicated. Nobody ever got in trouble for 1984, the 84 Olympics. Nobody got in trouble for the Nike missile base thing. That was in the news. I mean, later they debunked it as conspiracy, but, you know, and I'm going to get away from that. You know, I don't want to go against George Carlin, the sage, but I will say this. It's a big club, and a lot more people are into it than you think. Okay? And so it's easy to get off guard and have them, if they can get a piece of clothing or a lock of hair or something off of you. If you're hanging around people that are not clean, right? They're basically being led by unclean spirits. And all demons are unclean spirits. So they're being led to do something against you. They're being led to make a voodoo doll out of you or something. A some kind of avatar and put it in their little magic circle and do a spell to bring you down. What they don't understand is whatever they do comes back on them. And that's why they usually have a third party, that they try to throw the backlash on the third party so that they avoid it. And that's advanced magic. That's the big stuff. And that's done by blood ritual, something unrelated, you know, to deflect off of them the bad karma that they have created for themselves, because it's a universal law. God's not mocked. What we reap, what we sow, we will reap. It's a universal law. Absolutely universal. So to your average witch just looking at a book and learning spells and throwing them, you notice they get fat. They gain a lot of weight because it's well known that witches that throw a lot of these spells, it causes them to gain weight. I don't know why, but maybe it's because weight's the one thing they don't want. But you've got that, and then you've got tragedy in their lives. So it just creates tragedy all around for everybody. Because they're not God. They can't win. They cannot solve this. They can't make it okay. They can play Star Maker and choose a few, Taylor Swift to go up and get the gold, and next year they'll choose somebody else, and an ongoing, as they mesmerize the public with their gods and goddesses who have wealth that you will never have, who have limelight that you will never get, those of you who are hardworking gumshoe musicians, and you worked your asses off, and it doesn't matter what endeavor you're in. You've been called to the arts, you will be punished because Satan is the god of the air. That means the god of the arts. Unless you have the unction of the Lord. You're going to go in there. You don't even know what the purpose is. I mean, I'm in the film thing. I don't have any problem with people. I just don't have... You know, one guy told me he hadn't done any magical rituals in like 5 years. And I was just thinking when we had to work together before, I wonder how many little rituals I caught. You know, hopefully none. But it's all about controlling other people. And, okay, so the big problem in the United States is evil. Any direction away from God, away from acknowledging just the space in between your cells, just not acknowledging that is evil. Not acknowledging that there's an intelligence binding all this stuff together in its various forms is evil. Lying in science class to wide-eyed, eager students is evil. Keeping people ignorant and steeped in poverty and sickness and death and eating bugs and all that stuff, I mean, going all the way with it. You see who they are. And they're still walking around without any blowback whatsoever. Completely protected by the U.S. military and the rest of the and other Satanists. So when you say dead till death, you're aligning with those, fighting in Israel and Gaza. You're aligning with the people that want to get into a nuclear war with Russia. You're aligning spiritually with them. You're not aligning with prosperity, not for yourself or anyone in your family. You're aligning with struggle and torture and pain and sickness and death for everyone around you. Because you become that which you are. So if you are worshiping the world, and I'll do anything to get into the, you'll schmooze and do anything they want. You'll do knee time, anything they ask you to do to get at least on that first rung of that first ladder. And the parents are saying, do it, son. Make us proud. And to that I say, you're an enemy. of the world, of life, of your neighbors, of everything that exists. And you use that power to boost yourself in the fake ratings. Do you think any of these people actually love you? Do you think any even one of them loves you? They don't love you. They don't care about you. They don't care about themselves. Because that's what happens when you join up. They keep looking for relevance, putting on concerts and doing big movies. And they keep trying to recapture that spark, that low spark of high-heeled boys, which is a big subject. Big subject. Biggest subject there is, light versus dark subject. All the marbles versus none of the marbles type of subject. Anyway, so I've been straight with you guys, right? I mean, that's it. That's it. It's either that, or like I told a pastor before leaving LA, I said, you need to get on your fucking face in the desert and scream, God, I'm sorry, and repent, and walk the right way. And stop leading these poor people into more and more ignorance, more and more poverty, and more, I don't even know what you call it. And your fake charities, and your fake cancer drives, and your fake this, and your fake that, and your fake marathons, and all the things that you do, all the fakery you do to be relevant, to be, you know, one of the in crowd, one of the people. Yeah, yeah. We can't do this. We can't have this NASCAR event without so-and-so. Welcome to the stage. Ah, thanks. You know, it's all about Jesus. Yes, it's all about Jesus, except you're not all about Jesus. You're lying. And that's why I played the song Infiltrator, because how many of these people lie about Jesus? How many? Seems like every other one on YouTube is a liar. Somewhere along the line, they trip up. Not necessarily just like the text or context or subtext of what they say. That's not exactly what I mean. Something goes amiss. God manages to trip these people up. I was surrounded with them when I first came out onto the internet. And I guess it was 2000, you know, 2003, going into 2003 when we had prophecy wars. Everybody had different prophecies and or predictions. I won't call them prophecies. And most of them didn't come due. Like, who's the Antichrist? When are they nuking New York City? Blah, 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 and on down the line. And characters were assassinated over such nonsense, if you can believe that. I had Lisa Ruby on me. She was like, you know, she wasn't having it. She jumped on me before I even got going, talking about my New Age path and how evil I was, and about how we were talking about the film Dementia that Trish and I did, which, by the way, I denounced that film. I gave it to the distributor, and then they recut it and did what they wanted with it, renaming it, retitled it, all that. And it had its run, had its Showtime appearance, had its, you know, blockbuster video moment. But that was not the film I sought to make. I'm just so sad. I can't even think about it. It makes me so upset about how I had such a clear vision and I lost it and I didn't have the money to finish it. Then I was getting, you know, audited by the IRS and they wanted to throw us in jail for 10 years. And I just, it's every obstacle, you know, I mean, it's perfect spiritual warfare, you know. And at that time I had just, you know, I'd been walking with the Lord for just a day or so. And he helped me. But the film was lost, unfortunately.
It might revive it.
It could be revived, but I just I can't. It's just some hard lessons back there. You know, you hire people and they sabotage your picture. You got all this money invested, time, 2 years of your life, and they think nothing of just taking a big shit on it. You know, oh, yeah, I'll do it. I'll take care of the dialogue, edit for you. And then it comes back all scratchy, you know, and you just can't keep up with one thing after the other like that. And why do they do it? They do it to everybody. If you're not in the studio system, in the club, they're gonna try to kill you. I actually thought about suicide after dementia. I said, you know, if this doesn't work, I'm committing suicide. You know, because obviously the world has no place for me in it. There's what's the good in trying anymore? You know, if all it is torture, lying, pain, people trying to get me hooked on drugs, being in trouble. If that's all it is, I want out. I mean, I'm like my daughter in that regard. She's very decisive. She wanted out. She was abused as a young age. And, you know, and I hate to, I don't want to cast blame, but, you know, there is someone to blame. And she was ruined. She could not give love or receive love. Therefore, she killed herself. I wonder how many people understand what that means. It means that whatever she desired was pain. And whatever she could give was playing the game to get pain. And there was no other option because of abuse. You know, and I liken it to be, you know, obviously pedophilia and all that stuff. She obviously didn't weather it. And even if she did, she was scarred for life. She was harmed for life. She's never going to have a child. She was never going to get married. She couldn't do anything. And she said, all I want is love, but I can't have it. I can't give it, and I can't receive it. Therefore, I'm dead. And she believed in God, you know, not strong enough. She walked that whole 500-mile stretch of Spain. I forget, it was the Malaga walk to, you know, it's a famous walk. She did that twice. She worked in services like hospital, like ambulance, picking up people that, you know, need to go to the ER and stuff. So she gave her life and, you know, service and all that. But she could not function because other people who think witchcraft is cool, who think the occult is cool, who think pop culture is cool, who think parading around peeing on each other on stage is worthy of wearing a tuxedo to, and they think it's cool, because of people like that, she's dead. Don't think that I forget about that for 1 second. When I see a tuxedo, I get triggered. You know, I'm like, the only thing that holds me back from just running that fucker through is my mind being sound, being well enough to understand that the difference between triggering, because when people get triggered, that's it, they're triggered and who knows where it stops? Golf clubs trigger me. See people in golfing outfits, I want to puke. I want to play Smash Mouth. Yeah. Oh, it doesn't stop there. There are times when I feel like if I had the button, to destroy every last thing that's on this earth or even beyond, I'd push it. And obviously, none of that's logical. All of that's childish. And I do come back to my senses. Because I would never let it get that far. But my daughter, she couldn't do that. She couldn't see that she was just feeling sorry for herself, having a pity party, something like that. So she had to pull the trigger. She had to pull the trigger to stop the pain. The pain of what others did to her through no fault of her own. And that's just the whole purpose of Jesus. Through no fault of our own, we're abused to the hilt. All of us, pretty much. And then they offer you a chance to join them so you can become an abuser rather than abused. And of course, that turns them into, you know, psychotic monsters not worth dealing with. And I don't deal with them. I mean, pass the butter. No, I don't deal with you. I'll get butter somewhere else. Thanks. Pass the salt. No, thank you. I'm going to go over here and get some salt. I didn't even see your face, right? Okay, good. So it's still bitter. There's still a bitterness there, you know, of the pain and agony that they caused my family to disintegrate. They destroyed my family. And then they said, oh, it's your fault. We were all hoping you'd just get the hint and sign up.
Are you upset, buddy?
Yeah. That's what Molly used to do then.
Come on, miss.
You were all upset. It should have been easy for me to discern it. All you have to do is X, and you'll be fine. What does fine mean? Fine means you don't exist. And there will be a time, I don't, can't say when, but when these people realize what they've done and realize that there really is no there, you know, that being okay has to mean eternally. That your short little life here with a few creature comforts is not, it can't fix it. And, you know, when they do realize this, of course, then it's, you know, they will be calling on the Lord. Please help me understand. I don't understand. Half of them, they ask me, they go, I don't understand you. And you know what I mean? I don't understand you, Zev. I don't understand. I don't understand what you're talking about. I don't understand what you mean. And to that I say, you understand exactly everything, and you're just lying. And I'm sick of it. Go lie to your mother. You can both tell each other lies about how great the world is and how you're going to thrive in it and live forever. That's fine. But don't bother me. You see these old guys, they drag them out on TikTok, you know, and they can, you know, they can't see, they can't walk anymore. And here's the legend, you know, the Chambers Brothers from the 60s playing a gig. The legend, everything revolves around, there's no way to get away from the reality that we were made in God's image and likeness, and that God occupies all the space in the cells, between the cells, and everywhere. It's like you are going to go hold back Niagara Falls, And then you're going to accept applause for your noble effort when you should be scorned for being such an idiot. But then you say the real idiot is you, who had opportunities galore and threw it all away. And it's an opportunities to what? To be an old guy in a wheelchair, who could barely see, you know, having some kind of what? A plaque? Well, I'll tell you right now, I've said it before. You know, you can erase any epitaph of me. You know, when I go, I've given them instructions to quietly spread my ashes on the land I love out here in New Mexico and don't say a word to anybody. Okay? Why? Because that is how I feel. I don't want, you know, it's like getting the accolades of the dead. But you're the one who died. Does anyone see the irony in that? I died, so I want the dead to celebrate me. No, there is no me. And I did learn that in the hospitals. I saw that bodies being wheeled out every day. There'd be another one with, like, you know, a body bag going down the hall or whatever, a sheet. And it really made you think, you know, what is valuable in this world? I can tell you what I really like. I really love nature, even dry desert nature. I love a smile on someone's face, especially Trish, or even Ben's. You know, I love having a little things. It's really, you know, I've spent a lot of time in social media trying to get rid of the legends. They keep trying to market these old guys, a lot of them are dead, you know, to go buy the paraphernalia, you know, to buy the swag and, you know, be cool and have an Elvis jacket or whatever. It just seems completely insane and absurd. It's like dead until death and then worship the dead when you're dead. To make sure that you've created the world the way you want. World without end, amen. Cancel my subscription to the resurrection. Send me down to the house of detention, whatever. I got friends inside. We're going to sit around and do a bunch of high-end drugs. And we got the high-end pussy here, too. And we're just going to have a good old time. What, God? What are we? I am God. Say hello to my little friend. Come on. Okay. I don't know how I got so much energy into this one. Folks, I'm going to have to stop here while I'm ahead. Otherwise, I become redundant, man. And live, think. You don't think. You understand me, Larry? I love the name Larry because that's my business partner's Larry. I love Larry, but not Larry Fink.
What is it,
Benson? Larry Fink, you don't think you want everybody in this to willingly stop consuming. When in actuality, Larry, you wanted them to consume and made them consume. And now you want to punish them for it. Well, that's as Satan as you're going to get. Larry Fink is Satan on earth. You know? So there's a great example. After Larry Fink, you should be very good to go. Clear as a bell. By the way, if you've got so many demons in you, you need deliverance. I think Keltron is still doing his deliverance ministry, but that guy can really cast out demons. Specialty of his, Rich Keltner. And you can find him on Facebook or somewhere out there. And they have, you know, there are people that are for real, is what I mean. You know, that actually do the work that God has called us to do, which is widows and orphans, and, you know, cast out demons, and, you know, be an ambassador of the kingdom, to be a witness of what you've seen and heard, of the greatness, of the overpowering, blinding power of the living God. That this is true, and it's within us and around us and everywhere, and fighting it is just like, you know, Satan doesn't expect you to win. He expects you to die. And with that, I love you guys. I'm praying for you. Thank you for praying for me. I am making progress. Amen. Please pray for my protection, although now I think, you know, the enemy thinks they got me on the ropes now. I can feel them gloating, you know, as I'm, everything that could be wrong with a person's kind of wrong, but it doesn't mean I won't come back. You know, just judge by the fruits. Judge by the clarity. If, right? The Lord can do, this is the Lord's power today. You saw me last week. Of all the songs I've done, I don't have anything strong enough. Well, I'm going to play a couple of them. Anyway, I'll see you next time. By the way, now let me do an update first. Looking at Rumble. Podbean, I'm already in. I hear they're going to get rid of their chat thing, too.
They are?
Yeah. I mean, it's lousy anyway. It's very hard to navigate. But I keep Podbean as a, you know, like a, kind of like a file of everything. And so probably Rumble. And if we do go with the video, you know, which is recommended, then, you know, these Cast can't be, you know, I mean, it takes like all day to upload one. So we got to be, you know, choose. I think we can stream in there and have it gathered and recorded by a third party. I have to look into that. I just, you know, would need to have somebody help straighten it out as far as chat room and all that stuff. I would need some help with that. Anyway, it just wasn't enough. Life, the way it's offered, even if you're one of the lucky ones, it's not enough. It's not enough. Even in each event, oh, I went to the yacht today. Oh, I went to the bar today. Oh, I went to the tennis match. Oh, I went to the fashion show. I went to the concert. I did this. I did that. I went to sleep. I got up. It's not enough. It doesn't satisfy. After a while, you just grow cynical. All right, the newest one, Taylor Swift. Okay, so I said I was going to talk about that. Any update on Taylor Swift? We're on Taylor Swift watch right now. because it's so interesting to me that she was tapped to be America's sweetheart. Then she got caught doing rituals on stage. Then she didn't deny them. And now everyone's with her. And she's expanding her universe, admitting all the witchcraft and spells. You've got to love it. Anyway, she's... it's her parents that damaged her, you know? It's her parents, the basic society, well, it's the same thing that gets everybody. But she's been a practitioner of the occult for many, many, many years. And, you know, believing in signs and numbers and for many, many years. And if you look at her without makeup and just stripped down, it's like Lady Gaga. There was, you wonder, what was all the excitement? It's because they have a signature when they're dabbling in all that. And that other Ice Queen bitch, what is her name? Ice Spice, her little handler. Anybody can see that's a handler. We used to talk about handlers and controllers for years back in the day. What happened to all of you? It's like you lost your knowledge of handlers. You see a handler, you call a handler. It's a handler. And, you know, and they're all tied in with the government, the CIA, and all the rest of it. So what you know, and getting caught doing satanic hand signs, those hand signs were not for show. Okay? They were doing something involving drinking and hand signs, whatever. Yeah, they got a lot of... I don't even care. They're so stupid. I don't care. You're dealing with real, real low IQ kind of, you know, just basically anything that will get me more money and more light. And I'm just saying, folks... Everything you do in that regard is like putting a dagger in God's eye. It's one thing if you pray, Lord, can I do this? Lord, can I do that? What should I do, Lord? That's different. I'm talking about using your own free will and, you know, and then even being so arrogant as to say, oh, the Lord wants me to do this. The Lord wants me to do that. And then the worst thing you could do beyond that is, of course, agree with the complacency of the lukewarm. And God says, I will spit you out of my mouth. I mean, if you're in Christ, it's expected of you to mention it at least. You know what I mean? I think I went too far today.
What makes you think that?
That's hard. I ended up preaching today. I have not had the energy to do that in a long time. But it's just real simple to me. I mean, you know, so what does that make the world? Does it make it illegitimate? No, it makes it a matrix. It makes it a simulation. But God's always in control. The Matrix movie had a lot of interesting and good ideas in it, but it failed to see the obvious elephant in the room. So, you know, and how you could do that is, and then the brothers that did the Matrix, they changed their name to girl names and then proclaimed themselves to be females, right when the fad got high. It's like, okay, so you'll do whatever you have to do to have them worship you again. I get it. It's okay. Fuck it. I don't even have to be here. I could have not been here at all. Do you think I want to see this shit? The people acting like, you know, like that's all that's important is, you know, or it even gets more petty than that. Like you go to Beverly Hills, you go, oh, I need that light fixture, the one I saw at so-and-so's house. Well, it's not available. Well, could you try to buy it from them? I really need it. Folks, It's insane. Why can't we just, if it's absurd, is it entertaining? See you next time.
Yes.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
I just want to let you know, are you out of your mind, or you warmonger, you fucking fool? I just wanna let you know, are you out of your mind, or you warmonger, you fucking fool?